I'm Ruby.
And I'm Elijah.
And this is a podcast
on faith and current affairs. So we're back after quite a while. We've been doing a lot of different things. Ruby has been abroad and I've been in recovery. We'll get into that in just a minute. But the first question I have for you, Ruby, is where have you been since our last episode with your friend Leitu? And yeah, where have you been?
I got back from South Africa in March, and then I can't remember the date, but I think it was in April. I was in the Philippines for 10 days on a mission trip, and then also I've just got back last Monday from Sweden, also from a mission trip. And it's been amazing, really. It's just such a privilege to even travel and just see different places and different cultures and different people. It's just such a gift in itself. So I went to the Philippines with a church in Worthing. So all our churches are kind of connected under like New Frontiers. So I went with those guys to some churches in the Philippines that are New Frontiers churches. And we just travelled around all the different church plants that are happening. It's just like so excited to see, because these young people are just planting churches and just being faithful with what they have. And then Sweden was with the, because I'm on an ID year. So that's where you work for a church and you get like Bible training and teaching regularly. And we have like training weeks in Cambridge. So I went with those guys to Sweden, and we went to also a New Frontiers church in Stockholm. We had like such a good balance of just enjoying the place of Sweden, and also like being out on the streets chatting to people about Jesus, and just serving that church there as well. So I've had a really eventful year so far. I've been out of the country more than I've been in the country. And I mean, there's potentials for more to happen. But I've just been so grateful to God for what he's been teaching me in that. And so Elijah, what are you recovering from?
So I recently had an operation on my jaw. I had jaw surgery because I've had an underbite since the age of 13. And I, the reason why I got the surgery was because I had difficulty chewing food. I had clicking in my ear, and my bite and teeth wasn't correct, and they didn't align properly. So I've been off for a month. I've been in recovery. I've been indoors. Kind of felt like lockdown a little bit again, but it's been quite difficult because I'm on a liquid diet. I'm not able to eat any hard food. I'm kind of just like, I know, on a, just eating loads of liquids and fluids, and just it's not fun. I'm recovering slowly. I've been off work, as I said, for a month, and I'm just kind of getting back to normal life. So my social battery's kind of drained quite quickly.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. It's cool. I'm happy to do the podcast whenever. But I'm kind of, well, I'm making the most of this weather at the minute because we've got nice sun beaming down on us. So I'm just, really getting back into the swing of things. I have numbness around my mouth. I have numbness on the top plate of my mouth. So that is all going to come back soon. But it has been a roller coaster the last month of different emotions. And also, I will add that my face changes every day. So I don't look like the same person every day. Literally every day my face changes. So it's a bit of a mental battle, mental hurdle to overcome. Seeing a different person who is not you. But I think I've got another couple months until my face, the swelling goes and I'm back to almost looking like who I was before. So it's not only Michael Jackson who can change his face.
My question is, like, how has it been, like, being locked down in, like, by yourself? Has God taught you anything through this?
I think I think the whole process, actually, when I look at it, the whole surgery has been quite long, you know, in terms of the recovery, in terms of actually having the surgery. And I realised that, you know, your time isn't always, I guess, going to be your time, because God does everything in his time. And I'm not just talking about the surgery, I'm talking about it being applied to other life circumstances. And because the surgery isn't over, the recovery isn't over, it's really kind of just, I guess, giving me time to figure out who and what I want to do more in life. And it's been good to kind of just focus on the next steps in life, or what God wants me to do next. And you know, what is it I actually want to do for his will? What is next? And that's, you know, it's still a discovery right now. But being inside, I mean, I've had a lot of support with mum and family and church people. Thank you, Ruby, for the ice cream. I don't know if I've answered that great. I think I've answered quite poorly.
No, I think that was good. I think that's honest.
But yeah, and my question for you is, what has God done in your life in terms of growing your faith abroad?
It's a really good question. Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting, because if you'd asked me like last November that I would be traveling, like last year, but yeah, I'm quite nervous, and I was just really anxious about like going away and going to a whole different place. And then someone prayed for me, and I felt like, and it was like, any fear was like broken, so I could happily, because when I would talk about, I'd booked my flights to South Africa, and I was like, oh my gosh, what have I done? Had a bit of a panic. And then someone prayed for me to not be fearful. And then, because before I would even talk about South Africa, I would like be like, oh my gosh, what have I done? Have a little like panic moment. And then after they prayed for me, I just had absolute peace. Like when I could talk about it, and I felt like these kind of thoughts were kind of like bouncing off my head. Like this, like there was a shield around my head. That's like the best way to describe it. Like they just weren't going into my head, these anxious thoughts. So it was even miraculous me getting to South Africa and going to all these different places and just saying yes to all these different places and things. Like, God has been so good. It's like such a gift. Like even when I was, so when I was in South Africa, I was thinking, I was just like, the whole time I just felt close to God. I was just loving life. I'm still loving life, like even being back here. But it was just like, how kind is God? I just felt like it was a present. Like he had, like it was Christmas or something, and opened this present, and he'd given me somewhere to rest and have fun and meet people and be challenged as well. So there's different. So going to the Philippines as well, I went with a group of people I'd never met before, meeting loads of different people all in one go. And it's very far away. It's like 18 hours, you know, it's the other side of the world. So it's all this stuff that is just ridiculous. But God is so good. And you just have to really like dive in deep and just trust that God's there. That's what I felt like I had to do. And just, it's just amazing. Because I feel like God's been just speaking. Nothing, I don't feel like there's nothing major. Just I'm like learning to hear his voice in the big things and the small things. And I'm just learning lots. And I enjoy learning, actually. Like, yeah.
And you know, what stuff have you seen God do to other people abroad in the Philippines, in South Africa? You know, is there any stories that you can share with us?
Yeah. So there's a couple of things that like come to mind. So my Sweden trip, that was with my ID people. So it was really cool because we were challenged to kind of be Bible bashers in the nicest possible way in the middle of Stockholm. And before we were praying, before we went out, like, I kind of saw, I actually had this like months ago of a lady in a red scarf in this park. We're in Victoria Park right now, and I kind of bottled it. So I took that as like a learning thing, but I saw a lady of a red scarf also in Stockholm, and I was like, God, you're kind of a funny guy bringing me the same sort of image. Yeah, because that's how I describe like a prophetic thing is sometimes it feels quite natural but it kind of comes out of nowhere, and kind of just go with it and see if anything else reveals itself. So I saw this lady of a red scarf. So we went out to this, we're by this station, and then I saw a lady of a red scarf in her bag. So me and this someone else on my course, we ran after her, this poor lady. We was like, oh yeah, just letting you, and oh sorry, before when I had this picture, I kind of just saw the word love. So I was kind of like, I kind of got a picture, which is a prophetic thing, and then it's what is it called, a word of knowledge, I think is what you describe the word love. So when I said to her, I said, hi, I'm really sorry, this is totally random, but I was just praying before and I just saw a lady with a red scarf, and I just like wanted to say that God really loves you. And she kind of just took it well. She said she had a faith, and she said that, you know, she just prays at home. She doesn't go to church anymore, but she prays at home and her faith is private. Cool. And I was like, all right, cool, God. I'm just, maybe that was for me to just be obedient. And I was like, I ran after this lady because it's so very scary when you go up to strangers. It's very scary. And then after that, I saw another lady with a red scarf on her head, and she was a homeless lady as well. So we went up to her and I said, hi, this is totally random, same sort of thing. I said, I'm really like so random, God gave me a picture of a red scarf, lady of a red scarf, and just the word love, and I just want to say that God really loves you. And she was so touched. This lady was homeless for 6 years. She had a really bad experience of love. She was in an abusive relationship which made her homeless ultimately, and she was thinking about someone who last year she said she was in a really bad state, and someone had took her in that she was just thinking about when we came up to her, and just said that, yeah, God really loves you. So we got to pray for her and all this sort of stuff. And she had had like a few, like before she had a dream of Jesus calling her name. And I just thought, oh my gosh, God, you're so kind. Like, you brought me all the way to Sweden, even if it was just for that one lady, you know, you just don't know what could happen. And we invited her to church, prayed for her. She asked us to pray that she'd have love again. So we just prayed for her, and it's just, we just don't know. So this is what I think I'm learning from, like, going to different places. You just don't know why God has brought you there. Even if you pray one prayer for one person, or, yeah, like, you just don't know what God's doing. So in the Philippines, I didn't feel like I had such a purpose, but God's obviously brought me there. Because there's been situations now where I, like, doors have closed, like, to countries I was going to go to where, like, a door has closed. So I know that door was open for me to get to the Philippines and to Sweden and to South Africa. So there was a reason why I was there. I don't know. I may never know, but I just trust that God is bigger and God can use me. So, yeah, that was a bit of a long one. But, yeah. Yeah. And Elijah, with you as well, like, because you're talking about, like, waiting on God and just seeing what God, you know, what God's will is for you. Like, how did God get you to your job where you are today?
So, I was working, so I graduated in 2021, and during the pandemic, I didn't have a job for some time. I was working in the Primark shop. I'm trying to figure out how it went in correlating, you know, chronological order, but basically I was working in a marketing role, and I was there for 6 months, and I didn't enjoy it, because I mean, I'd say I'm a people's person, and I kind of like to talk a lot to a lot of people, and just, you know, being in an office, you know, waking up, and then, not to diss anyone who does a 9-to-5 job, but I think it's for some people, and I think it's not for some. And it's definitely not for me. And so I was at this job for 6 months, and I was praying to the Lord and I was asking him, like, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't actually want to be in this role. Although I've studied this for 3 years, this isn't something that I want to commit to long term. And I'd rather be in a role where I'm waking up every day helping someone achieve something in life, or, you know, bettering themselves for it, or helping someone improve, where I'm not in the role just for myself. So I prayed and I said to the Lord, you know, what do you want me to do? Like, come on, Lord. Like, I want to do what you want me to do. And I remember leaving the office on my lunch break and I saw these children. Well, yeah, they were probably like year two, year three kids. And I kind of just had a sense that God was calling me to work with children. And I'm currently, what I've been doing for a while at church, but as a youth leader, so I thought, okay, maybe there's something that God is calling me to do. And, you know, because I work in the city, and, well, I was working in the city, and, like, it's very unlikely to see kids walking around the city, and I just kind of felt God was answering a prayer that needed to be answered for me in that moment. And so I, you know, just giving it a little bit of time, and if I'm honest, I ended up getting fired from the role that I was in because I wasn't enjoying it. And you know, the progression that I was hardly making any progression. So
God closed that door for you.
Yeah, God closed that door for you. And you know, when you get fired, a lot of people are upset about it, but I could have been more joyous. You know, I could have been more happy that I got fired. But that was a good company anyways. But so I kind of just was unemployed for a couple months, and that's kind of work. I didn't really know what was going on, a bit confused. And then I bumped into a friend of mine who was working in schools, and this was just random. I was walking down Whitechapel Road, and my mate was working in a local school around there, and I was talking to him. So what do you do now? He said, I'm working with kids, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, why don't you do it? And I was like, you know what? If this is what God wants me to do, I will do it. And I got the number from the agency, and now I've been working in special educational needs for a year now. And it's been amazing to see how some of the kids that I'm working with, you know, a lot of them have challenging behaviour, you know, mental issues that go on inside and outside of school. And, you know, to see some of the... I was working with a child who, he started off running out of the classroom. He couldn't sit still, like, he hated it. And it wasn't, you know, education wasn't for him. But if you see the growth from where he was to where he is now, and knowing that I've contributed to his life in a positive way, and knowing that actually, you know, I've prayed for this child, and he's back in, you know, full-time education, and he's grown so much in the last year. It's just been, you know, an answer to prayer. And I mean, it can be challenging working with kids with special needs, but it's most rewarding when you see how far they have come. And it also is a reminder of how far God can grow you in your faith as well. When you see, especially young kids, and you think that, you know, okay, they're young, they don't really... I don't know, I think loads of people can have such a negative perception of young kids, but they've got so much more to offer, and it's been a blessing. And yeah, that's a bit long, but...
I really love that, because I think in both stories, it feels like it's God is the God of both the wider and the individual. Mm. Like, so you could be specifically in that school just to help that one child that God really cares about. Like, God is just a person that cares about everyone individually and really personally. So I just feel so encouraged by that.
And what's been amazing is, what's been amazing is when I first joined the school, one of the children I'm working with was asking me a lot of questions about God, and he was saying to me, like, so, you know, what is, and I work in a what you'd call a non-religious school. And, you know, for a child to be, and he's young, a child to be so inquisitive and curious about God, I was like, yeah, this is definitely the role that God has put me in, because I can kind of give answers to him in a way where there's, I guess, you know, boundaries and not enforcing my faith onto him, but actually being able to be a role model and, you know, sow a seed, I guess. So it's definitely been a blessing.
That's so cool.
That's our last episode for now, until who knows. But thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope you also haven't been struggling to understand me, because my broken jaw has made me sound a little bit different. So
so pray for Elijah.
Pray for me. Keep me in your prayers, and pray for us on where God wants us to do next in life. And so, but thank you for listening, and enjoy the weather.